This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's executive arm has recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded the country.
And we all know that Ukrainians are ready to die for the European perspective. We want them to live with us, the European dream.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Friday, in another show of Western solidarity, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived in Kiev to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, his second trip to the country since the war began. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Friday of colonial arrogance and trying to crush his country with quote-unquote stupid sanctions that amounted to an economic blitzkrieg while addressing the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, a showcase event this year being held with almost no Western participation. Putin drew applause from the hall when he reaffirmed his determination to continue the special military operation in Ukraine that has unleashed what he said was an unprecedented barrage of Western economic sanctions. He said the main aim of the incursion was to defend, quote-unquote, our people in the largely Russian-speaking Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, a justification that Kiev and the West dismiss as a baseless pretext for a war that has already led to an occupation of parts of southern Ukraine far beyond the Donbas. Find more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Title IX, the U.S. law that has opened the door for thousands of female athletes in the United States, is also creating opportunities for foreign athletes, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Maria Bulanova from Russia was recruited for the bowling team at Vanderbilt University. On the golf course, Aline Crowder from Stuttgart, Germany, had no opportunity to play in Europe.
College sports is not a thing in Europe at all. So I think the U.S. really has a unique opportunity there. And then obviously Title IX just tops that off and makes it even better.
Crowder is at Stanford University. Heather Lin was a top player in Taiwan.
Luckily, I played a lot of like junior tournaments growing up from like 14 to 18 years old, and played a bunch of like AJGA tournaments, USGA, and that's how Coach D found me.
She's talking about Coach Derek Radley at the University of Oregon. There are several agencies set up to help foreign female athletes by putting them in contact with various coaches and universities. I'm Ed Donahue.
The former U.S. gymnastics doctor convicted in 2018 of sexually abusing athletes has lost his last legal appeal in the northern state of Michigan, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Michigan Supreme Court rejected a final appeal by Larry Nassar. He went to prison after pleading guilty during an extraordinary seven-day hearing in which over 150 dancers, Olympic gymnasts, and other athletes detailed how he sexually assaulted them over many years under the guise of medical treatments. Nassar said he deserved a new hearing and was treated unfairly by Ingham County Judge Rosemarie Aquilina, who said she signed his death warrant with his 40-year sentence and that he would wither in prison like the Wicked Witch. In a two-page letter, the court said it had concerns over the judge's conduct, but declined to take the case, noting that the judge stuck to the sentencing agreement and that they had no wish to subject the victims to additional trauma. Nassar received another 40-year sentence in a separate case in a neighboring county and is currently serving time in a federal prison for child pornography. I'm Jennifer King.
Angry bank customers who traveled to a city in central China to retrieve their savings from troubled rural banks have been stopped by a health app on their cell phone. Chinese residents are required to have the health app, which displays a code indicating their health status, including possible exposure to COVID-19. But some depositors at the banks in central Henan province said their codes were turned red to stop them, despite not having any COVID. Recapping our top story, the European Union's executive arm on Friday recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded the country. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.